Welcome to Philosophy Pod. Epicurus, an ancient Greek philosopher who lived from 341 to 270 BCE, founded one of the most influential schools of philosophy known as Epicureanism. Central to his teachings was the pursuit of happiness, achieved through the cultivation of a simple life, friendship, and philosophical reflection. One of the most significant aspects of Epicurus' philosophy concerns his views on death, which were revolutionary in their dismissal of fear surrounding the end of life. Epicurus' philosophy sought to alleviate human suffering and promote a life of serene happiness through the understanding and management of desires and fears. Among the most profound fears he addressed was the fear of death, a ubiquitous concern in human life. One of the cornerstone assertions of Epicurus about death is encapsulated in his famous quote, "Death is nothing to us." For Epicurus, this statement is rooted in his materialist understanding of the soul. He argued that both body and soul are composed of atoms, which simply disperse upon death. Since consciousness and sensation are bodily functions, they cease when the body dies. Therefore, death signifies the end of sensation and consciousness. In the absence of sensation, there is nothing that can be experienced as harmful or frightening. Thus, death should not be feared, since when it is present, we are not, and when we are, it is not. Epicurus presents a logical argument to reinforce his stance that the fear of death is irrational. He argues that fear is only rational when there is a clear adverse experience associated with what is feared. Since death involves no experience, because there is no sentient being to experience anything once life ends, there is no basis for fearing it. Epicurus believed that this understanding could liberate individuals from the anxiety that often accompanies thoughts of morality. Epicurus was deeply interested in the practical implications of philosophical theories for the achievement of a peaceful life. His dismissal of the fear of death was not merely a theoretical assertion, but was intended as a guiding principle for achieving ataraxia, or tranquility of the mind. By arguing that death is nothing to us, Epicurus wanted to free individuals from the undue burden of worrying about a future state that would never affect them. He observed that many people live in constant fear of death, and this fear saps the joy from their lives. By eliminating the fear of death, Epicureans believed one can focus on enjoying the present life, its tangible pleasures, and real relationships. Epicureanism promotes living in the present moment and appreciating life's immediate pleasures, simple food, the beauty of nature, and good company. Epicurus did not advocate hedonism in the sense of reckless indulgence, but recommended a measured enjoyment of life's simple pleasures as the surest way to happiness. Understanding that death is the end and nothing to fear reinforces the importance of making the most of now without anxiety for what is beyond our control. Epicurus's dismissal of the fear of death also carries ethical and philosophical implications regarding how one should live. Epicurus was known for his critique of traditional religious practices that emphasized the fear of divine punishment in the afterlife. He argued that the gods, if they exist, are not concerned with human affairs. This viewpoint liberates individuals from the fear of punishment after death, encouraging them to live ethically for the sake of social harmony and personal satisfaction, rather than out of fear of divine retribution. The philosophy of Epicurus was a therapeutic endeavor aimed at curing the soul of anxieties, including the fear of death. By understanding the nature of the world and our place in it as temporary and entirely natural, one can attain a peace of mind that is undisturbed by irrational fears. In conclusion, Epicurus's views on death are integral to his broader philosophical aim of liberating individuals from unnecessary fears and helping them achieve a life of tranquility and happiness. His teachings encourage a focus on the present, the cultivation of personal relationships, and the enjoyment of simple pleasures without the overshadowing fear of death. For Epicurus, understanding the nature of death as the cessation of consciousness allows individuals to live fuller, more present lives, unencumbered by the fear of an unknowable afterlife or the dread of non-existence. Thus, his philosophy provides a profound and enduring insight into how the acceptance of mortality can indeed enhance the quality of our living years. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, please consider subscribing. For only $3 a month, you can continue to support the content we make.